sacrifice and struggle. Do you think he deserved better? Comment below. 5 amazing facts about Draupadi. Draupadi was one of the most powerful women in Mahabharata. Here are 5 facts you didn't know. She was born from fire. She and her brother Drishyadityam were created from a yajna. She was destined to change history. Even before birth, it was predicted that she would bring war. She had a previous birth. In a past life, she prayed for a husband with 5 qualities which led to her marrying 5 Pandavas. She never forgave Kauravas. Her humiliation in the Kauravas court fueled her desire for vengeance. She was the only woman to walk with the Pandavas to heaven, but she fell before reaching the gates due to her attachment to Arjun. Draupadi was strongest and fearless. What do you think about her? Comment below. 5 things that make Bhishma unstoppable. Bhishma was one of the greatest warriors in Mahabharata. Here's why. He had a divine boon. He could choose when to die thanks to a blessing from his father. He gave up his throne for his father. His vow of celibacy ensured his father could marry again. He defeated Parshuram, one of the only warriors to do so. He fought the war even when he didn't want to. His loyalty to Hastinapur made him fight for the Kauravas. Even death waited for him. He lay on a bed of arrows, waiting for the right time to leave his body. Bhishma was a true warrior. Drop an emoji if you respect him. 5 times Krishna used his cleverness to win the war. Krishna's strategies won the war for the Pandavas. Here are 5 genius tricks he used. Making Bhishma fall. He told the Pandavas to use Shikhandi against Bhishma, knowing Bhishma wouldn't fight back. Breaking Dronacharya's spirit, he tricked Drona into believing his son, Ashwatthama, had died, leading to his downfall. Exposing Karna's weakness, he reminded Arjuna that Karna had no divine armor anymore. Using Ghatotkach at the right time, he forced Karna to use his strongest weapon on Ghatotkach instead of Arjun. Ensuring Duryodhan's defeat, he hinted to Bhim to attack Duryodhan's thighs, where he was the weakest. Krishna was the ultimate strategist. Comment Jai Shri Krishna if you agree. The curse of Ashwatthama, the immortal warrior. After the war of Mahabharata ended, Ashwatthama, son of Dronacharya, was furious, blinded by rage. He sneaked into the Pandava camp at night and killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, thinking they were the Pandavas. When she discovered this, Draupadi cried out in unbearable grief. Krishna, angered by Ashwatthama's brutal act, cursed him. You will wander the earth for eternity, suffering wounds that never heal. You will find no peace, no death, and no forgiveness. Ashwatthama, once a mighty warrior, was condemned to roam the world, covered in sores, unseen and forgotten. Some say he still walks the forest of India, searching for an end that will never come. They say if you ever meet an old man with a festering wound that never heals, be careful, it might just be Ashwatthama. Do you believe in this existence? Comment below. The betrayal of Karna, a king without a kingdom. Karna was known for his generosity, but did you know it was also his greatest curse? Before the Kurukshetra war, Indra, disguised as a Brahmin, approached Karna and begged for his divine armor and earrings, his only protection in battle. Karna, true to his nature, ripped off his golden armor from his skin and gifted it without hesitation. The next day, Karna faced Arjun in a fierce duel. His chariot got stuck in the mud, and as he struggled to lift, he remembered his teacher's curse. When you need your skills the most, you will forget them. Arjun, following Krishna's command, shot a divine arrow, killing Karna in an instant. Karna was not defeated by strength, but by fate itself. His loyalty, generosity, and righteousness, everything was used against him. Do you think Karna deserved his fate? Tell me in the comments. The woman who defeated Bhishma. Bhishma was undefeated warrior of Mahabharata, had a secret weakness, one he never spoke about. Years before the war, he abducted 3 princesses, Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika, to marry his stepbrother. But Amba loved someone else. She begged Bhishma to let her go, but he refused, betrayed and humiliated. Amba, sore revenge, gained a boon from Lord Shiva and was reborn as Shikhandi, a warrior. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Bhishma saw Shikhandi and refused to fight, knowing she was once a woman. That moment, Arjuna struck him with arrows, piercing him into a bed of pain. The undefeated warrior had finally fallen, not by strength, but by fate and justice. This proves that sometimes revenge is more powerful than even the greatest warriors. Do you think Bhishma was right to follow his vow? Comment your thoughts. The secret of Krishna's death.